Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Definition is, because people tell all kinds of nonsense these days about what branding is, and you have to be some kind of crazy guru to understand what it is. A brand is a difference attached to your name.
That's it.
That's what it is.
Folks, that is the microscript rule of all time. A difference attached to your name. You know, I've been, ever since you told us that 15 years ago, I talk about that all the time, and always with attribution. I say, my brand expert, Bill Chalet, says a brand is a difference attached to your name. And see, the reason why it's so powerful and the reason why it's so essential and so important, small business owners understand this, because what you also just described.
And that it also has to be something that you can own. That you know, because other people claim it, well, you usually have to find a difference that only you can own. But so those are the elements of that. That's a special difference. But it's very easy to find that difference. Every business has one. I have never seen a business that doesn't have one if they know where to look. I'm not making that up.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I wanted to. Now that difference though, what's important is the way people talk about your difference to others through word of mouth. The way you talk about that difference to them, it's by telling a story. Everything we believe, if you think about it, the concepts and ideas we go about in life, we tell ourselves a set of stories. And that's kind of what's relevant to what's going on today. We talk about understanding branding. It helps you understand a little bit about what's going on in America today, because a lot of people, you can have the same set of facts, but if I tell a different story with the same set of facts, I get a different brand, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the problem we have right now in society, is that if people are telling different stories with the same set of facts, sometimes maybe even changing the facts. That's the big problem we have. That we don't need to talk about that today. But it's about the stories we're telling.
Can I stop you for a second? It's not just the stories they're telling. For a lot of small business owners, it's getting them to start telling stories. It's getting them to believe there's power in the stories. And what I try to remind people about is, folks, it's not only not just important, it's not only powerful, it's primordial. Your forebears 10,000 years ago got you to where you are today by telling stories. Go ahead.
Exactly. It's the only way we know anything. And for frankly, everybody that get, you wake up in the morning and you have an idea of who you are, you actually get up and you start telling yourself a story. You say, here's who I am. This is what I know. These are my friends. This is what we do. But the advantage that a small business has, or even over a huge corporation, is that we can control that story. We can control the story that we tell. And then we can control the story that other people tell about our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Because by having a set of facts, we can control the facts about our business. In other words, we can control how we do service. We can control the selection we have. We can control the quality of what we give customers. We can control our customer care. All those things we can control. And with those facts, now we tell a story. And as long as all the branding is telling that story, so that someone comes in and says, okay, if I go to that business, I might get that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the brand goes into their heads when you perform what you said, right? And when you perform it, then they leave and they tell the same story you want them to tell. But it's all about, and the story is a very special kind of story. It's called a problem-solution story. That's what we do when we have a brand story.
Problem solution story. Folks, one of the advantages of logging another day in the marketplace, one of the advantages of a gray hair popping out here and there as you mature in the marketplace, is every day that goes by is another. You have more stories, and I found that as I got older in sales, the better I got was when I had more stories to tell. And all I had to do to a customer to get them to slow down and to sit up in the chair and maybe open their eyes and pay attention to me was to say, can I tell you a quick story about that? And you know what? Nobody ever said no. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Bill Schley. We're going to learn more about storytelling and about your a difference attached to your name. Isn't that beautiful? That's a microscript if I ever heard one. A difference attached to your name. That's your brand. What are you doing about it?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.